Okay, thank you everyone for coming. A lot of chasnas this week. People cramming it in before the avelus of the sphere sets in. Right, and then the restriction gets lifted after Lag BaOmer. Right, and it's very interesting. You know, chasnas, being usher during the first half of the Omer, when we don't feel yet the connection to Torah, like we spoke, and we'll yet explain in more series, as opposed to by Lag BaOmer, that's when it's mutter to get married, because we start feeling a connection to Torah, because Torah and Matan Torah in particular was called marriage. That's
very chasunoso,
right, correct. So you said that Chazal starting on the pasuk on in Shir Hashem, Yom Chasunoso Zu Matan Torah. Day of his marriage, Matan Torah. But in this, speaking of chasuna per se, and I was inspired to this vort because I attended a chasuna this week. All right, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Vav that if you're misameach chasun v'kal you zochel chamisha kolos, zochel chamisha kolos. From the Pasukim in Novi. Okay, so you're Zoch Chamisha Kolos. Well, what do you get? What do you get if you're Zoch Chamisha Kolos? You're Zechel Torah. Shitna B'Chamisha Kolos. And counts the Kolos in Parshas Yisro. And it counts up five.
Can I get Chamisha Chumshi Torah?
It counts up five. The Gemara asks, well, but it's also, it should be seven. There are Kolos that were a prelude. You know, to Matan Torah, but Torah was given with Chamisha Kailas. Sechel Torah Shinit Nava Chamisha Kailas. Alright, so without getting into the Yin of Koil and the Yin of Chamesh, right, but there's this, we see that Matan Torah is like the Simcha of Chosin Vikala. Right, another Chazal that echoes this idea is in the actually two chazalin, it's actually one is a continuation of the other, right? That the pasuk says Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kilas Yaakov, inheritance onto kilas Yaakov, out to create morasha ela ma'orasa, and it's like we're through the Torah we're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then and the chazal go on and say that was part of the Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon to break the luchas. Right, because I guess the luchas had were like the ring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be mekadesh us. Said, listen, I want Am Yisrael to have a din, and therefore on that scale, avodah zarah is like adultery. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I want Am Yisrael to have a din of a penuya, not a din of an eshes ish. So he didn't give the luchas to Am Yisrael. He broke it, as it were. The kala never got the ring, as it were. And therefore, we're like a pnuya shezinsa, like a single girl that has nus as opposed to a married woman, right? Meaning, again, for the fact that Matan Torah and how it finalized with Nesina Saluchas, that's all called marriage, right? And it's Roilis Bonin, so that means that Sfira Saomer and if Matan Torah cross over with marriage, it means Sfira Saomer also must somehow cross over. Right. So now, before we get to our parsha, right, there's a famous kasha all the Rishonim deal with. Each one says his own teretz, and that says that by Sfira someone says Usfat Chemocher Sheva Shabbosos Tivatziyot Amachzor Tispru Chamishim Yom. Count 50 days. Back on one in the pasuk, count 50 days. How many days do we actually count? Only
49.
Okay. All right, the Rishonim already dealt with it. Everyone, all right. Harry Torah said, Tisbro Chamishim Yayim, and we only count 49. All right, so Rashi and Chumash says you have to really, well, Shabbos HaShvi is Tisbro. And then break up the Chamishim Yayim, we count the Mincha Chadash El Hashem. All right. Why don't we count the 50th day? Why do we have to do backflips to somehow work out the psukim that the 50th day wasn't really meant to be counted? Our Torah says to count it. who I don't recount
it. It says Sheva Shabbosos, so that's 49.
Yeah. But it says, Chavishim Yom, you're right, if it just says Sheva Shabbosos, I would have made the Cheshman of 49. Whereas it says, Tisbro Chavishim Yom. We craft him in Chachadosh al Hashem.
No, it's a contradiction within
Pesukim itself. No, so it's a contradiction. No, you're right. And we're going to answer that. Everything that you're raising, that's really asked as a contradiction between
right,
the Pesukim.
We find other places, we find 40 Malkus.
So that's one of the Terutzim. Yeah. The Rosh says that you know, the Torah always speaks in round numbers. Right, so the Rosh, I think, says that. It's either the Rosh or the Ran. There was sort of somebody showing that say that. Right, but we're going to say, we'll say our own Be'ezer Hashem. Right, so now we come to our parsha. The pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Mekadisha. Kadosh Ani Hashem. Right? You should be holy because I'm holy. I am Hashem. So seemingly, the literal ring of the pasuk would be that it's sort of similar to how the Torah said, you know, to emulate Hashem in all His ways. Ma'u rachum afatar rachum. Ma'u charam. Let's say, be holy because I'm holy. You should be like me.
Right?
Yes, yeah, right. So you would think that the kedoshim to you would be like another sniff. Right, another branch of the mitzvah of, you know, Balachta Midrachav, as Rav Tzvi said, to imitate the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he is Racham, you're also Racham, he's Mal Bisharum, you also, etc., etc. Right? But the Medrash on that pasuk says like this, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani, for I'm holy, for I am holy. Yochol Kamoni, Talmud Loimar Ani Hashem. Kedushasi l'malam mikedushaschem. That which says of Ani Hashem, don't even think it. You're not going to be the same like me. Never. So even though, so you should be holy. Kamoni, Ani Hashem. Kedushasi l'malam mikedushaschem. So it goes seemingly against the grain of the pasuk, the way it's read in the most straightforward manner. Be holy like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is holy. Like Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum. We asked the Roshiva Zechron Brachu, Yaakov Weinberg, about this. He said, Enochanami, from this medrash you see that the midah of Kedusha is not like Chesed. It's not. Because over there it says, Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum, you can imitate a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chesed Mamish. Right? But by Kedusha, not. This midah called Kedusha, it's not Shaykh. You should do whatever you can, but it won't be Kamoni. As opposed to Rachum V'chanun and Malbush Arumim, it could be, Mamish. Whatever we see God do, we can imitate. Right? I mean, maybe you could do more, but we could imitate whatever we see, but not by the meat of Kedusha.
Can we get a quick definition of Kedusha?
Oh, that's the whole point. Right? That is the crux of of what we're going to talk about. Right? What is Kedusha? Right? The Mesillas Yesharim, right, in the Shara Kedusha, in the very last midah of the book, is probably the shortest perek in the book, because there's not that much to say about it. It's the final perek, right? And he says, listen, this midah is Tchiloso Bidei Adam, Sofo Bidei Shemayim. Right? Right? You know, don't even, you know, lo mi baya, right, that you can't be, you know, Kaddish like God is, even our Madreg of Kedusha, we can only like try and strive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to finish it off for you. That's what he writes. So, you know, we could try, you know, to, be Parush Min HaRais. We could try to immerse ourselves, you know, have the mind just occupied in Dvarim Shel Kedusha, right? But the need of Kedusha has to be granted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's like no straight line. It's not like it's 5 miles that way. Go 5 miles, you'll get there. Right? All the other midas tovus, you could make a road map to get there. The steps along the way until you finally reach your destination. Kedusha is not that way. Kedusha is not a destination. Right? Well, yashar yashar tishal shama. It's mamish like that. It's mamish like getting directions from an Israeli. Yashar, yashar, tishal, shama. Go over there that way. Ask God for mercy. Right? And finish it off for you. Right? Right? Because the pshat is that the, you know, the word kadosh means nivdal. Right? If you look in Rashi, right? Well, basically, all the parshonim. The lashon of kedusha is separate. Separate. Right? Like by Matan Torah, v'kidashte mesahar. Right? 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 I mean, that was the din of the Hagbola. Right? To, carden off the mountain. That's the sort of verb was v'kidashte mesahar. Right? Sanctified mountain. It's off limits. It's nivdal. It's separate. Right? The Midah of Kedusha, it's not a particular Maisa. It's a state of being above and beyond. Above and beyond, you know, what chol is. That's why it's also called nivdal. Right? It's separate. But if it's separate, that means there's no straight way to get there. Because if it's behind that door, then it's not really nivdal. Right? It's just behind the door. It's not, or it's just at the top of the hill. It's not nivdal. It just means you gotta climb. Right? But it's something to be, you know, it's a whole different league. Above and beyond. Right, and this is what this now you can understand, the hevdela mahuti, right? That the other midas, rachum v'chanun, and all these things we could imitate, you know, even if it's a tall order because we borrow from his rav chesed, right. So and maybe I'll never finish imitating all the chasodim that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for his bria, but I can map it out. I can map it out. Maybe I won't get it done in my lifetime, but this is Zua Derech, the Chuba, like Reb Tzvi quoted the Pasuk, one of the Pesukim, that's the Makor for it, is Falachta Bidrachav. Go down that path. It's a path. You know, some people, conquer more of the path, some less. Kedusha is to change your state of being. It's not a course of action, right? It's not a regimen. It's to be find yourself in a different state altogether. You need a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to finish that off for you. Right? You could try, but you're still on the same plane. No matter how fast you run, you're still running on the same flat earth. Right? To be elsewhere, to be in a whole different dimension, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to finish off. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how earnestly you want it, so he'll make it happen for you. And now we can understand, right? Kedushasi mamidasim, because no matter how high you climb Madrigas HaKedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kedushasi mamidasim, refers to this inyan that his whole mitzias, God's whole reality, is a different reality than any of the bruim. And that's from our Ikrei Emuna, that he alone is Mechuyev HaMitzias, he's the one thing that must exist, and he's the one thing that's truly infinite and Ein Sof in any way. Right? That's what it means, Kedushasi Magdushasim. Because since Kedusha is a state of existence, so if you attain this higher state, there's no such thing as attaining my state of existence. So as HaKadosh was saying, Kedushasi Magdushasim is a synonym for saying, listen, I'm a Mechuy of HaMetzias. Anything else other than me is a Nivra, not in the same league. I'm always going to be in a league on tomorrow. I'm always going to be Nivdo.
So then how does a person achieve any
position
at all?
Right, so that, no, so it's like, so first of all, you're right, right, I mean, you're all right, that even our Kedusha is B'siyat Rishvayt, so it's a gift from God. It is a gift from God. Right, that you can only stretch around, according from Ramchal, it's a gift from God, Kedusha. Now you could strive and be, and be separate from your taivas and, and have your mind immersed in, it's study and prayer. But at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give it to you. If he doesn't give it to you, you're still the same person, just doing more. You're doing more, whether it's more mental exercise, more shviras amidas, but you're the same guy doing more. Kedusha is about being in a different state, a state that is nivdal from your current state. If it's a separate state, it's a different dimension, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take you there.
So how do you get him to take it?
Oh, so he sees, you know, the habola tara misayno. So out of mekarsh asomat, mosifin lo kedusha milmala. Many chazals that talk about if you are, you know, trying to purify or sanctify yourself, shemayim kicks in. Right. So even our own kedusha comes with siyata nishmaya, but you'll never catch up to God's kedusha. Right. So now, the madrega of kedusha. Right, which is the madrega of Yaakovinu. Guys, come psukim in Tanakh refer to Kedosh Yaakov. And Kayadu the Brocha Nishmona Esrei Ata Kodosh is Kereget, you know, first Brocha of Magad Avraham is Kereget Avraham Vinu. Ata Gibor is Kereget Yitzhak Avinu. Gvura. Ata Kodosh is Kereget Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu retained this level of Kodosh. Right, Kayadu. And this Midah of Tiferes, which is Kedusha, right, is also the Midah of Torah, Kayadua. Right? And it's also the Midah of Shabbos. These things are all called Kodesh. Kodesh. The Torah Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Right? All these things are, you know, Shabbos is a little bit easier to understand, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's mine. It's my Torah, the Beis Torah. I'll give it to Am Yisrael. And a goy sheshavas chayiv misa, he's trespassing, right? So, and that's why when we take out Shabbos, right, we say hamavdil ben korish. It's nivdal hamavdil ben korish lechol, and that's mamash keneged ben or lechoshach ben yisrael la'amim. Amisa, which is kodesh, we have the Shabbos. You know, so it's like Shabbos is separate from all the other days. Week. That's havdalah. So you make havdalah, right? So also, Am Yisrael that zochet to the Shabbos is also nivdal from Shara Amim. Yeah, but that was a gift to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael didn't even earn it, because it fits with what we just said in the name of Sil Sharm. Kedusha is a matana. You could do your best, but Kedusha is not an achievement, it's a gift. But you have to achieve a lot to be worthy of the gift. Right, that's Shabbos. Right? And this Madrega, right, is the matter.
This is how close you could get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all. And the Kedusha emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the more you can bring yourself into his circle, into his thing close, and you do by doing mitzvahs and by Santorum, whatever you do, your followers, you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can convey the Kedusha to you.
Well, if
that's what he said about his
if he gives it. Right.
I know, but the definition of kedusha is like
no, but you can't take it.
You can't have something kedusha that doesn't emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have to
spend. Yes. Baruch Hu is the source of kedusha.
Right.
Possibly maybe Torah also, because Torah is through Torah.
Right.
Yeah, but I think the point is you have to start from the lowest part of kedusha that you're able to achieve, and then that will grow when you're raising the level of kedusha yourself, Messiah, so that you get more kedusha available for you to go to the next level.
No, but I'm saying all Kedusha comes from
Kedusha.
You only get close to Kedusha.
Yeah, so listen, he has
that's your Mavdil, because by virtue of...
Yeah, absolutely. That's Kedusha is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has to give it to you. You could just try your best. It's not like, you know, Tikkun HaMidos, which is in your hands. Ma'u racham afat ha'racham is in your hands. Just do it. It's hard work, but do it. Kedusha is something that's a gift from God. Like Shabbos Kodesh, a gift from God. Right? Like the Torah. Also, Matan Torah. It was a matana. It was a gift from God. Right? There is no way you can get, you know. Now again, there's a sort of Sadi Gon that says not this way. Admittedly, in his Hakdama Teimus with this, but I do. But let's say like this: God would have not given the Torah, but God would have said like this: I'm going to give you an infinitely long life. Figure it out. And you say, well, I can't figure everything out because you know a man dies before he figures out half the mysteries of the universe in a fraction. Mm-hmm. You'll live forever, and you figure it out. Will we have ever drawn the same conclusions? You can live forever and just think and think and think. Take your time. Will we get up to the Madrega of Torah? Just through speculation, trial, error, figure out all halacha from ourselves.
If you learn an infinite
from ourselves.
If you have billions and billions of years, maybe.
No.
You
no
can
way.
Try it out, yeah. You know?
No way.
That's like spilling ink and,
yeah.
And writing Shakespeare's Hamlet.
No problem, yeah.
How many
but you have an
infinite
amount of time.
It's infinite. Do you think it would ever come out?
It's also like trying to differentiate.
Yeah, you would never get the Torah perfectly. That's I hear.
No, you won't get the Torah at all.
Well, it's not totally random.
I can't say Enoshi. Can human intelligence?
Right.
Is it the pshat that Pras, you have to make a lot of calculations. No one lives that long. But if a man would live that long, he could calculate.
Could he invent?
Call
the world?
A Torah.
If a man lived long enough, could he invent the world?
Could someone see MS in every day? Could he see God in the world without the Torah? He's not, and it's not like you said before. It's a random bowel thing. No, we have our brain to use, and we have to see us is society being successful. We have billions of years. Could we figure it out?
No.
No, because it's chokum, chukum, and spoken. They're not logical.
Right.
You could write a question, mishpat. You write a question, mishpat. People did write it. And it largely it comes from the human mind anyway, question, mishpat. Even though the basic principles are, but question, mishpat is largely figured out ourselves. But Kedusha, the whole idea of Kedusha, Tumah V'Torah, we never figured that out.
Just look around you.
Beyond human intelligence.
The world as it is.
No, but the example I wanted to give you is Admas Kodesh. And when Moshe Rabbeinu approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took off his shoes.
Right.
What do you mean Admas Kodesh? It was the earth. It was nothing. There's nothing about it. It wasn't Torah. It wasn't anything. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It was close to HaKadosh
Baruch Hu. No, but that's why he had to take off his shoes.
By virtue of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
It became Nivdol, and became Nivdol. That's why you can't wear shoes, because shoes shows that you're connected to the earth. Shoes is our connector to the earth. Right? No shoes means not connected.
No, that's where the Arabs can take off their shoes in the mosque.
Yeah.
Something they don't understand. They copied from us. Let's say look at what happens today. All the knowledge we have from the past, it's all been disputed every year again because people in the past made so many mistakes, and then what the calculations were that the future generation has to fix and rectify to be able to get to the next step. And part of education is building upon the past. So if a guy was alive infinite years, possibly he would understand that there was a God, and possibly he would understand that there was a creator, and that he created a book. But I don't think he would actually understand that there was what the book is, or able to actually read it and understand it, and create a physical understanding. I mean, just looking around.
All right.
What's going on?
All right. Correct. MS.
Even though the Abbas, it says, then we kind of call it the Rukhulu.
Yeah.
Adam Shinit, no?
Right.
So they apparently did figure out certain things.
Yeah, so the question, well, first of all, there's two answers to that. First of all, they didn't keep halacha as we know it totally, because Yaakovinu married two sisters, they...
Yeah, there's a whole question about that.
Yeah, right, they played by their own rules. They kept something like our Torah. But also, there's a Lashon HaChazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Avraham Avinu's two kidneys like Shnei Rabbanim, Vayu Melamdin Moso Torah. See, that's Siyata Deshmaya. Right? So, of course, but Pashtus, I hope we could agree on this, it's not possible for the human mind to calculate the entirety of Torah. It's a gift from God. Right? We go, we do as much as we can. At the end, it's up to God to give us the Torah. Right? So now, this is the inyan that we don't count the 50th day of the Omer. We don't count Shavuos. It's the actual day of Matan Torah. Right? Because as close as you get, with our Tikkun Amidus, and that's Kayadua, The 49 days of the Omer are Gematria Lev Tov, that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai prays Rav Loz Berach that Lev Tov is the midah, it's koilo all the midas, right? It's all, it's called midah nechayah.
That's when you shave. When When the labor's over and the tov begins, that's when you're allowed to take a shave.
All right. Lev tov. All right. So when we reach, you know, so that's all the good meters. That's all the ma'u rachum, mafatar rachum, ma'u chanun, etc., etc. Right? But matan Torah, Torah's still above that all. Torah's not one more. The Indian that we find that the 50th is called Kedusha, v'kidasha shnasa chamishim, sanctify the 50th year, which is Yovel. Right? The 50th year, the Kedusha, it's Nivdal, like we said. It's not one more, it's a whole different dimension. It's called the 50th because our dimension ends at 49. So it's called the 50th. But it's not really plus one, as if it's on the same plane, just add one more. It's a whole different, so you can't really count it. It's not part of the count. It's like, it's not one more, it's infinitely more. Right? That's the Madrega of Reach on Torah. Right? And that's the Madrega of Kedusha. Right? So now, getting back to marriage. Right? So the Gemara says, right, that Kiddushin is the Asala al Kuli Alma Kehegdish. Why Chazal? Why Ariat Mekudeshesli? Why Kiddushin? So it says the Asala al Kuli Alma Kehegdish. Right? Because he asked her on the whole world like Hegdish. He made her off limits. What is that? Made her off limits. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, so if so, if that's the case, so Ariat Mekudeshesli should mean you are Asar unto me. Right? So Tosfos says, you know what? You know, it also means something else. Miuchedes, mizumenes, special for me. As in meaning it's almost the opposite. You know, it means off limits, but also means special for me. Right? So ask Tosfos the following kasha locha lemase. A guy walks into a store, right?
And that's why it's in Kodesh is Lee. That's why you say Mekudesh. If you said Hariat Mekudesh, this
condition was alone.
I would ask everybody. And when you say Li, means everybody else but me, except me.
Right. So let's fear away. So Tosfos goes on and says, if that's the case, that means Miuchad Li or Mezuman Li, is it a good Lashon by Kinyonim? Could a guy say, you know, give a Kesef Shtar or Chazaka or Chalipin for a field and say, Sadcha Mekudeshes Li, or the Meicher says, Sadi Mekudeshes Lecha. Is it a good Lashon of Kinyon? Or could either side back out and say, it's just bluffing, no one marries a field? That's so Zakat. Because if it means Miuchad Mezuman, it should be a good Lashon of Kinyon.
Different dynamic. You can have Shulfin.
Oh, so that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, no, it's different by Kinyon, because that, it's a double-edged sword. That which makes her usher for everyone else is why she's special for me. That's what makes her special for me, the fact that she's usher al kuli alma kehegdish. Right? Putting the isra ashes ish on her, putting her off limits, is what makes her special to me. Which is not shocked by the kiddushin, by kinyonim. So you own it, or you don't own it. So that, you know, that's, you know. Right? Right, so what's Tosfos saying in the Amkus of it? That, of course, you know, Kedusha means separate, but of course, Kedusha also means special, right? Because when something is separate, it is special, right? So when we attain a level of Kedusha, we have separated ourselves from Chulin, but on the other hand, we've become close, and Miyuchad Mezumin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We become an Am Kadosh, and that's why we're worthy of Shabbos Kodesh, right? But you know that the being separate is what makes special. It creates union, right? You know, by repelling everything else, you know, the repulsion of to everything else, you know, binds us.
And that's why this Nusa is not allowed, because she's not special to me. There's nothing special. There's no Kedusha, no anything.
So it goes out that Kedusha, you know, Kedusha creates a special bond, that being separate is what makes us special. Matan Torah, right, which has reached the level of Kedusha, that separate us from the rest of the world. That's when Am Yisrael became Kodesh. It became separate from the rest of the world. That's why Har Sinai Shiorat Sinah La'akum. Har Chorev Shiorat Achurba La'akum. It was the destruction of the Goyim. We became separated from them. Right? and we separate from them, and miyuchad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyuchad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And so now this expresses itself in the Torah itself. Right? There's a very interesting duality in Torah. Is Torah owned by anybody? No. It's Morasha Kilas Yaakov. Like we said, it belongs to all Klal Yisrael. Right? And yet, it's a Talmud Chacham, Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Mochu. So the Gemara asks, why? It's Torah delay. Right? Excellent. Right? Kiddushin Daflam Beis. It's his Torah. He could be Mochu on his covered. It's his Torah to be Mochu. Right? What was it? But it's, you know, it's, it belongs to Am Yisrael. Right? And yet, Torah delay. Right? It's this, it's very interesting duality. And that's what another chazal that some Amoritz was bothering Rav Yanai. And he said, what do you want from me? Leave me alone. He says, no, Yerusoi Gaboch, my Yerusha is by you. I said, why? Well, you talk about it and steal your Yerusha. He says, yeah, because you have the Torah. Morasha Kilas Yanai lo ne'amar, ela Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. You have my Yerusha, because Torah belongs to everybody. All right? That's very interesting. Morasha Miloshim Morasa, we spoke out that Chazal, and Kehilas Yaakov. Yaakov was Zochar de Madreg of Kedusha. Right? You know, there's, you know, that the Kedusha Satira, right? Right? You know, Torah can't belong pe'etzem to an individual. Right? It can't belong to an individual. So what's in Torah delay? We can explain it in a second. Right? Torah cannot belong to an individual. Right? An individual is finite. Right, the end of kedusha, it's something beyond. Right, it's something. So, like we said, the 50th is not part of the count. Right, so achdus and am. That's not one more. That's not the sum of the parts. That's a concept already. A nation is a concept. It's not a conglomerate of individuals. It's a concept. The tzibur becomes a concept. Right, that's above and beyond the sum of the parts. Because once we become a nation, all the generations are nichla in that. That's why we have halacha in a korban tzibur. A tzibur doesn't die. Because all the generations that ever was, that ever will be, they're all part of that tzibur. So there's no such thing as a korban tzibur shemesa ba'ala, because it's not owned by individuals, even if that whole generation died. It belongs to the Am. It belongs to all the nations, everyone, because you know, Torah is something from the beyond. You can't give it to individuals, even a lot of individuals, as we give it to a nation. It's a morasha. It's for all generations, not to the individual that's here today and in the kever tomorrow. It's like Yerusha she'en lo hefsek. So it belongs to the nation. It belongs to an Am. Right? And the Am is not a conglomerate of individuals. It's a whole that's beyond the sum of the parts. Right? So Torah that's from the beyond can't be given to people on earth. It has to be given to an Am. It's a body that's not just a physical body. It's a concept. A timeless concept. Right? So what does it mean in Torah delay, right? Is that the pshat is like this, right? And this is what's true in marriage, and this is what's true in nationhood, a real nationhood, which you know it's the Torah that actually makes us a nation, like the famous, it's Vayichan Shom Kedavar Kishachad Belevechad. The Torah unified us in the lashon of Sadikon Ein Amenu Umel B'Torasa. But what's true about real the oneness of a nation, and the oneness of marriage is not the pshat that the whole is a melting pot of the individuals. No. It's something higher. It's something kadosh, something beyond. It's not the pshat, well, you have the separate individuals, and you put them in a melting pot. And everyone loses some of his individuality, and they melt it down to some type of a common denominator. Right? That's not the pshat. Everyone retains their individuality. Everyone retains their individuality, right? And you bring all that into the whole, which is greater than the sum of the parts. So everyone's going to have his own daya in Torah. Heshem, shem, partsum, shavim, kachin, del, sam, shavos. Right? But the Torah is not going to belong to, the Torah itself is not going to belong to any one of, any single one of them in particular. Right? And that means that the metzias of Torah is going to be greater than the sum of all the different dayas belonging to a nation. Right? But that's the godless, that being part of a nation should not mean surrendering your individuality. Right? Must be a way to hold on to it, right? And yet, work towards a greater whole, and the greater whole is not a melting pot of the components. It's a higher dimension. It's a higher dimension altogether. Right? And that's what it is in marriage. And it's not supposed to be a melting pot between two individuals, right? She's supposed to remain a woman, he's supposed to remain a man, each one with their own dea, right? Ezer, but connecto, like Chazal Darshan, Zach Ezer, also connecto, but that means she always has the potential to have her own dea, right? And their achdus should be not a melting pot, their achdus should be something kadosh, something from the beyond. I'm not saying from here it's a melting pot. Something from the beyond, it means they retain their individuality, and what binds them together is something holy. That's why it's called Kiddushin. That's why Zachu Shechina Shruya Benem, God Himself holds them together. Right? Lo Zachu Esh Ochaltam, because they retain their individuality. So if they're Zoche to the higher dimension of Kiddusha, i.e. Kiddushin, Lashon Kiddusha, and that's what's going to be the bond. That what Asher's express role is what's going to make her special for him, because there's Zochet to the unity comes from the beyond, so that's how they retain their individuality, and that's also what it means, Shechina Shruya Beneiam. Right? And that's in the process for Matan Torah. Everyone has to work, right, towards his own understanding and his own Shlemus, but he also has to, without sacrificing that, be willing to incorporate himself in the Morasha Kilos Yaakov. Right? And that was, as it were, the mistake of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Right? That during the first 32 days, they died. Shelo Nagu Kavod Zeh L'Zeh, because each one was into his Torah delay. So, I'm sure they weren't rude, but still, they were into their own Torah delay, right? What happened after Lag Bomer, at Paschal Lamus, that they're zochet to the Chaim of Torah, in the Lashon Mara, because they were first on the left side, first 32 days of Yom is Gematria Kavod. They're into their own Kavod, Umismola Osheva Kavod. But on Lag Bomer, which always comes out, Orechai, they were zochet to the Orech Yamin Bimina. They moved from the left side to the right side. From the covet of Torah, every Talmud Chacham has his own covet, and he could be Mochan's covet. It's my covet. No longer covet Zelazeh. Each was into his own covet because he's into the Torah delay aspect. But Lag Ba'omer, there's zochet to the Chayim of the Torah. Life is indivisible. The life force of the Torah, you can't be half alive. If you're half alive, you're 100% dead. Right? There's zochet to the Chayim of Torah. The Chayim of Torah, which is the life force of Torah, which is life force is indivisible, right? Which is connected to Morasha Kilas Yaakov. Right? And that's it. That's the duality that we're working towards. And that's why this year Parshas Kedoshim comes out during the week of Tiferes, which is the Midah of Yaakov Avinu, who was zochet to the Madrega of Kadosh, right? And by the way, there's another person that was zochet to the Madreg of Koresh, that was Rabbeinu HaKoresh, Rabbi Yudan Nasi. And it's very interesting, the Medrash in Parshas Vayechi darshins parallels between Yaakov Avinu and Rabbi Yudan Nasi. Yaakov Avinu Lones, right? And Rabbi Yudan Nasi used to come back even after he died every Shabbos to make Kiddush, right? And Rabbi Yudan Nasi said, this is why it's a Medrash Parshas Vayechi, Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvas Reishona. Rabbi Yudan Nasi said, brother, V'chaya Yehuda B'tzipori Shvas Reishona. That was very big in Yonim, because then he was writing the Mishnah, which is what keeps us alive in the Golas. Like Yaakovidu Lomes, Mazaru B'chaim, Afu B'chaim. Rabbi Yudan Nasi gave us the Mishnah, it keeps us going in the Golas. Kayadua, big in Yonim. So we read Parshas Kedoshim, which talks about the duality of Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyu. Try to attain it. But always remember, Kedusha is something from the beyond. Right? And there's nothing more beyond than God Himself, aside from the beyond. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. The Kedusha challenge.
Alfred Hitchcock.
What?
Mystery.
Beyond.
Right. Way beyond. Right. And it comes out during the week of Tiferes, which is the central week of the Sphira. Right. And this is the whole end of the Sphira. We're trying step by step by step. But on the last day is a jump. It's not one more. That's why we don't count the last day. But we're striving for that. And we're hoping for that. And that's the. And there's a certain breakthrough, at least in getting the perspective straight from Lag BaOmer, right, where we sort of break through and we get to the Or HaKlali, the Or HaKlali that Kedusha gives. Yeah. What?
Phil says, Tisbuk HaVishnah.
Right. So we are. And we don't, because we.
You
can't.
You gave me a reason, right?
You can't.
Because it says it.
Yeah, it says it, but you can't. It's impossible because 50 doesn't represent 49 plus 1. 50 represents infinitely more. It's called the 50th because after 49, but it's not one more.
So after,
it's impossible.
After
it's impossible to count.
You reach the dimension, which is the 50th.
You reach the edge. You reach the edge of our dimension.
But
you reach the edge of the dimension, you still don't move to the next dimension by taking one more step.
You're already in the next dimension.
Uh-huh, he's got us to take you there.
Right.
But by Tum, you could reach the 50th.
It's not that you follow.
Well,
Tum is easier.
Right.
Right. But why is it called Tisperu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you credit as if you counted it. Because if you are Mishtadel to the point that you're worthy for God to give you the gift, He'll give you all the credit as if you got it yourself. Okay. Thank you for coming.